The inquest into the 1986 shooting death of Seth Bishop in Braintree continues in Quincy District Court today. Judge Mark Coven is reviewing the finding back then that the 18-year-old was accidentally shot by his then 20-year-old sister, Amy. There's renewed interest in this now two-decades-old case because in February of this year, Amy Bishop was arrested and charged with shooting six colleagues, killing three, at the University of Alabama. This new inquest will determine if Amy Bishop should now be charged with the murder of her brother. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
By law, inquests are closed-door affairs. And this one is taking place upstairs on a second-floor courtroom in Quincy District Court, the door guarded by a court officer. So reporters and photographers stand out front, casting a wide net in search of the fish who've been called to testify.
Sir, are you here for the inquest?
You're here for the inquest?
The judge presiding over this inquest actually presided over the state's last inquest in 2002. Rarely invoked, the procedure calls for a judge, acting without a jury, to determine when, where, and by what means the person met his death.
Call the witnesses. They'll testify. I'll ask most of the questions, I imagine. If the judge has any, then he would ask questions as well.
Assistant District Attorney Robert Nelson has called 18 witnesses. One of them is Tom Pettigrew, who was working at a car dealership on December 6, 1986, when, after running out her house where her brother lay dying, Amy Bishop tried to commit an armed robbery. She wanted his car, he says.
I have some experience with hunting with my uncle, and I knew that she knew how to use the gun.
She pointed the shotgun at you?
Yeah, she stuck it in my chest.
Pettigrew's testimony, which the state trooper who worked for the district attorney's office never collected at the time, flies in the face of the testimony of Amy Bishop and her parents back then that she was unfamiliar with the working of shotguns. It didn't stop her from aiming that gun at two sets of civilians that day or from engaging in a standoff with Braintree police, who finally captured her and brought her back to the station. After leaving the Quincy courtroom yesterday, retired Sergeant Kenneth Brady was adamant that the Braintree police had arrested Amy Bishop that day.
We didn't know whether it was going to be manslaughter, assault and battery, whatever it was going to be.
It could also have been assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. But then Amy Bishop's mother stated she wanted to talk to the police chief. At some point after that, Brady says,
the deputy chief called and we were told not to book her and release her to the parents.
Brady said he was surprised and confused. Even the idea of Amy Bishop's mother being allowed to walk into the interrogation room where she told her daughter to stop talking to police was totally out of bounds, according to experienced detectives. Brady, long retired, defends himself and the investigating police officers.
The uniformed people did what they were supposed to do, and the administration let us down.
By administration, Brady means at least the former police chief, who he says should have read the reports by his own officers. As for the parents of Amy Bishop, they were snuck into the courthouse and out again, unseen by reporters. One piece of evidence reporters did see going in was a shotgun in a carrying case. Outside the courtroom, reporters could hear the shotgun being pumped into firing position. When retired Braintree officer Tim Murphy emerged after testifying, he said he believed justice had been done in 1986.
Were there things that, looking back in retrospect, you think were important at the time that weren't looked at?
Everything that was supposed to be done was done. It was a very thorough investigation.
Today, eight more witnesses will testify, including the former police chief and the state police trooper who acknowledges he never went to the scene on the day of the killing and closed the case without ever seeing the Braintree police reports. The assistant district attorney acknowledges that key police witnesses are dead and that Amy Bishop herself will not testify. She's currently in an Alabama prison facing three charges of capital murder. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.